James Johnson here. In this video, what we're going to be reviewing is how you could use county assessor sites to build your own property database. And as Rod has said throughout the course, that building your own database by hand is one of the absolute best things you can do for your business. But unlike buying your list from a list broker, which you know only takes a couple minutes and is very simple and easy to do, building your own has a lot of steps. So what I wanted to do in this video is just that first step of just showing you how you could get onto the county assessor sites and get the ball rolling with building your databases. And in this video, I'm going to show you how the different county assessor sites differentiate from one another. Very, very rarely do two counties have the same layout and same design. Basically, each and every one is different. Some counties don't even have the property information online, more rural counties, or ones that just haven't caught up with all the technology yet. So you need to be prepared for counties that don't have the info. Some counties will give you everything you need to know. Some will only give you partial. Some you can download. Some you can't, and you have to copy and paste. So there's a variety of ways that you're going to have to tackle this. So what I'm going to do is just show you three of the counties around us in Sarasota, Florida, and then you'll see how these three are different from one another, and it'll kind of give you a feeling of what you can expect once you start doing this for counties around your local area. So right now we're just on netronline.com, and this is basically a directory of every county in the country, each county's property appraiser site and phone number and info. So we're going to start here, and then through the, this is going to be your home base whenever you're going to start a new county. So this is where you always want to start. So we're just going to click on public records online. Then that will pull up the map. So you could, you know, if you don't know the county of a specific area, you could get all that info over here and convert it. But we're just going to click on the map. I'm going to go to Florida. And then let's start off with Sarasota. So as you can see, now that we're in the Sarasota County public records, we could see the property appraisers, phone number, county clerk, tax collector, the GIS department. And what's so great about this site is a lot of times the phone number isn't on the site or you can't find it. So you can also get that through here. And they could walk you through if you're having some problems finding the data. You can just call them and kind of say what you're looking for, and they could steer you in that direction. So that's why you definitely want to bookmark NETR Online. But now that we're here, we're going to go to the data online for the Sarasota County Property Appraiser. And then it has it instantly will pull up the page, which is very helpful. Now, once you're in here, you're going to have to decide... Well, you should have already have decided what your criteria is and what you're going to be looking for, what you're going to be building your list for. So some counties will do, you know, all multifamily, two units to 200 or 2,000 units. It doesn't make a difference. Anything that's multifamily is going to be underneath the same use code. Some counties will just have, you know, 2 to 10 units and then 10 units and above. That's a very common one to see. Another common one is it'll be 2 to 4 units will be one use code, 5 to 9 will be another, and then everything else 10 and up is a separate one. But if it's a very metropolitan county, there's a lot of properties in it. Some counties will have it separated, you know, just duplexes have their own use code, then just triplexes, then fourplexes, then 5 to 9, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, so on and so forth. So Sarasota County actually has their info very easy to use for the most part. So what you're going to do here is you want to get that full list of all those multifamily properties. And then you're going to click on, well, if you already know what the use code is, this is where you type it in, but we don't know what it is yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to View List. And now, as you could see, we have A through Z, all of the use codes. So you could see single-family detached, residential vacant site, low-rise condo, so on and the office condo. I mean, there's everything, every type of property is here, but we want multifamily. So typically you could just click on M and that's where you're going to find it. And as you can see, we have marina slips, medical office condos, everything. And then the majority of them are on this page, and there's some on other pages too. But you could see here, for instance, here is everything multifamily, 100 units or more. Multifamily, 10 to 19 units, 5 to 9 units. Multiple two-family buildings, so that's multiple duplexes. Multifamily, 20 to 49. Multifamily, 50 to 99. And then, depending on the county, just due to Sarasota and where it's at, they also have each size broken up by mixed use, too. So multifamily, 10 to 19 units. So just say this is a 15-unit apartment complex. And then on the bottom floor, there's some shops and there's some retail. So that would fall underneath here. And a lot of people will overlook that, but those are great properties that you want to be mailing and calling upon, too. Just because, you know, there's some offices or some retail doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it. You definitely want to pursue those as well. Multifamily, 5 to 9 units. You can see here, 20 to 49 mixed use, 5 to 9 mixed use, 50 to 99. So this is where all of them are at, is in here. And then sometimes they'll have, you know, duplexes, for instance, would be underneath D. For this one, it's not. It's going to be underneath that multifamily. So we're not going to go through each and every one here, but you could see that this is how you find that actual info. So let's say that we're going to do 10 to 19 units. That's what you're focusing on. You could see that there's 73 of those. Whereas in Sarasota County, there are 79 apartment buildings that are 5 to 9 units. So here you can get a feel for how many there actually are. There's 55 multifamily properties over 100 units, 34 that are 20 to 49 units, and so on and so forth. But let's just say you are focusing on 10 to 19 units. You'd get that use code over here, which is 0310. Back to the quick search. And pop that in here. Then it'll pull it up. You'll need to click on it. And then search. And then remember, this is just Sarasota County. Each and every one's going to be different. None of the other counties around here are laid out like Sarasota. So you're really, every time you do this, you're going to be learning a new county. Okay, so now you could see all of the info is showing up. And then you could, we have 25 parcels a page, there's 65. So you're able to export the data, which we're going to do that and start working with that in the next video. This was, I was just showing you how the sites differ. And then you could see once you click on a property, all of the info on that specific one. But you're able to download this whole list. So that's just a quick, this is the first one, this is how Sarasota County has it laid out. So you see how you would get the info from this site for, you know, multifamily 10 to 19 units, or if you were doing 5 to 9 units, 0890, you do the same thing. This is a very easy one to use, so pop that in there, search, and as easy as that. Next, we're gonna I'm gonna show you a different site. We will go back to NETR home, and now we'll do another county around here that's slightly different, but still has very good information. We will do Pinellas County. Okay, so now. All the same layout, NETR is always going to be the same. Not every county has a GIS department. Sometimes that's mixed in up here, so you know. But we're going to go to the property appraiser site. And as you can see, already a little bit different of a layout than the Sarasota one. But we are going to go to search the database. And then by advanced slash sales criteria. So this is a good little learning point right here, because most of them are going to have a basic search. And a basic search is typically going to be if you know the address, the name of the owner, or the parcel number. So that's more so catered towards homeowners when they're searching their own property, because they're going to know, obviously, their address and their name, and possibly what the parcel number is. But a lot of times, even if you do know the name of the owner, if you type it in, it's not going to show up. So that's why you really need to get that parcel number, and that's why it's one of the most important parts of when we're going to start downloading the info. But here, we're going to click on Advanced. Now you can see this is a totally different feel to it than the Sarasota property appraiser. And like I said earlier, each and every county is different, but I just wanted to run through three so you can get a feel for three common looks. So they'll typically have some sort of instructions, but what we're going to do is first we're going to go and we're going to select our property type. So as you can see, we're already about halfway down, but there's apartments, 10 to 49 units, 50 units or more, single family homes, miscellaneous residential, that's under 10 units, when there's more than one single family home on a parcel, here's 5 to 9 unit, but for this, we'll just do 10 to 49 unit buildings. So you're going to click on that, it's going to highlight that, then you have to click off to the side. So, but we still have a lot more to be clicking on, so that's not all that you do here. Okay, so we don't need any exemptions, so just for the sake of not confusing yourself, click on hide that. Features, we don't really, need to know any of that stuff. And this is all info when you export your data. You don't need to know all this. And if you have the main sheet pulled up, you could see all the columns in that, and then that's the info that we need. So we don't want a value range, we're going to want all of them. We don't want an assessed value range, we want all of them. Same for taxes, same for sales price range. Sale date range, so this is, not many counties have this, but you could use this if you're, you only want properties that were sold 10 to 15 years ago or more. You could obviously type in, today's date, but 15 years ago. And then just say from 50, 60 years ago up until 15 years ago. And you'll only get properties that are in that block. So you could do that. We typically suggest just to get all of them at first, because you do want to have that master database with all of the properties and then start doing your sorting. Okay, we want all zip codes, township doesn't make a difference, hide that, hide subdivisions, hide that. Okay, so now those are all the parts in step one, then in step two, this is when we start to get into the info that we're going to need. So you're going to have to go in here and select the things that you want. So we want, obviously, owner one, owner two, their mailing address, and their info. But we don't need their tax, district, subdivision, any of that. So what you would do is you would go from country up and highlight those. Okay, property value. That is something that we want, but we don't need all of this information. Like if it has a seawall, total living units, that's helpful. So there's only a few things that we want from this section. So what you're going to do is you would just do from total living units up until property use. We don't need this book and page, but you can't work around that, so we'll just have to delete that one when we export the data. Sale and sale date, very important. So as you can see, bunch of info. So what we would do here is we need the sale date. We don't need the book or the page, but we do need the price. And then the grantee and the grantor, that is helpful sometimes if the owner's info is miscalculated or if it's wrong in the initial section, you could get it from here as well. So what we're going to actually have to do is we're going to have to get all of these and then delete the stuff that we don't need after. Structural elements, don't need anything from there. Alright, site address is the property's address. We're going to want everything in here. Don't just do the city, street, and state, because a lot of counties will have it broken up. As you could see, the street prefix, so that would be if it, you know, was North 5th Street, the street suffix, you know, 5th Street South, and then the zip code, and we need all this too. So you're going to want to get all of that. Extra features, we don't need a description, value, units, total new value. Here, we will do the value and the units. Don't need the exemptions, parcel value. What we will do is tax value and assessed value. And then we don't need that for anything from the land value now. So as you can see, this is a very thorough, even more so than Sarasota. We have a ton of info, and this is very helpful because we actually have more info than we need here about each property. So we're actually going to have to go through and delete stuff, and we'll cover that in the next video. But right here, that's all the info that you need, and now we would just click on our report output type, and then you could download it in Excel, which is, you know, what we suggest you do in the second one down. So we're going to do that in the next video. But you could see, very simple, very easy to get all of that info. It's going to be a very chaotic and, you know, clustered spreadsheet, though. So you are going to have to break a lot of that down and delete and move around. We're going to do that in the next one, but simple as that for Pinellas County. And then another example of a county, you know, that you, if you're doing more rural counties, or Sarasota and Pinellas County are very updated. So I wanted to just show you one more example. If you're to go back to NETR online, public records, and this upcoming county is going to be typically more so what you see than a Sarasota or a Pinellas. We're going to do DeSoto County, which is not far from us, but it's a lot more rural than Pinellas or Sarasota, that's for sure. Then we're going to go to their property appraiser site. Alright, we're on the home page now. Over on the left-hand side, you can see record search. You're going to click there. Most sites will have something pop up, just giving a little, you know, what the info is for assessment purposes only, a warning, something along the lines of that. Okay, so you can see we're not going to get too much info off this one compared to Pinellas or Sarasota. But how you want to do this, this is a lot of counties are like that. So you're going to want to go to, typically there's going to be a geography section, a geographic, something along those lines, and there's going to be land use. So that's kind of the driving thing that we need to know is how are the properties classified in that county, and that's you know, by the land use. So there you're going to click on that and see churches, condos, federal, golf courses. So we just need to go down and click on multifamily. So you can see here, there is not, you know, 2 to 4 units, 5 to 9, 10 and up. It's just multifamily and multifamily only, because there's not as much in this county. Once you have that in there, then you typically just put that up to 100 records a page. And that's all you need to do, is just multifamily and run the search, and let's see what's in here. So in this whole county, there's only 272 multifamily properties. And it's, you know, kind of what you see here is what you get. Here's, you know, one right here. And then, just like the other pages, this is the info. So, that's much more simpler, not as much, you know, organizing and sorting. And then you'll be able to download that report here, which we'll do in the next video, and I'll show you how we're going to do that. But as you can see, here's three different counties that kind of are three good examples of counties around the country and how they have their data organized. We did Pinellas County, Sarasota County, and DeSoto. All three totally different, just like basically every county is going to be. So that's just a little intro of how we're going to be working in property appraiser sites as you learn how to hand make and build your database from scratch. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and I will see you on the next one.